This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Deacon Martin Cezada of the Archdiocese of Chicago. St. Francis de Sales' attention to the little virtues of gentleness, humility, kindness, and cheerful optimism shape monastic life in the Salesian tradition. Learn about the Visitation Sisters at GeorgetownVisitation.org.
This is first time that I'm going to say a few more words than usual. However, whenever I approach an ambo to preach, wonder if I'm too tall or microphone is a little bit too short. I would like to reflect with you on listening to God, who may surprise and reveal a new perspective. And in this context, I would like to share my spiritual journey toward the priesthood with you as well. Listening to God in today's modern culture is not easy. Everyday life is dictated by a schedule. It's dressed up in fashionable slogans and modern points of view. And shopping is marked more by the latest commercials than by our rational needs. All of this leads to a hectic pace of life. And when we live this way, motivated by our pursuit of comfort and frivolous pleasures, we begin to believe that they are only reality that exists. This approach to life creates only the illusion of happiness. Having analyzed and reflected upon it, you might hear the motto of today's world. The two simple words, I want, along with their egoistic implications. God's unexpected actions, which transform Abraham and reveal to him a new perspective, is well expressed in his story. I'm the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans, the Lord once said to Abraham. I'm the one who commands you to depart from your father's land and to go to the land that I will show you. Perhaps it wasn't easy for him to leave everything behind and to journey toward unknown lands. At first, this promised land, this new perspective, appeared to Abraham as a foreign place. It wasn't easy for him to set up his tent in an unknown territory. However, this unknown perspective of the future was most likely different from the one Abraham envisioned for himself before God spoke to him. God's words marked him with faithfulness and trust that amidst many uncertainties, it is God Himself who is leading him toward new horizons and toward the place God has chosen for him. But this conviction that there is a purpose to this journey was a result of the transformation of Abraham's heart. The prosaic reality of his daily life, the beauty and pain, the longing and the joy, these conflicting emotions completed each other. Because life entails enthusiasm and optimism, it is marked by fatigue and pessimism. Nevertheless, Abraham sought the face of God and listened to God's words in this moment of joy, as well as in the moments of strife. Having revealed new horizons to Abraham and having shown him a new perspective, God interacted with man once again, as he has throughout human history, so that you and I as well might encounter him and perceive his beauty. Looking at the wider context of the biblical passages, as we perceive the fullness of Abraham's trust in God, as we perceive Samuel's attentiveness to God's voice, as we perceive Isaiah's sincere willingness to fulfill God's plans, or as we perceive Zacchaeus' immediate response, shouldn't we ask ourselves, where am I? Where are you? And how do you and I respond to God's voice? God surprised Abraham with a variety of life experiences. Perhaps God surprises you and unveils a new perspective as well. Having responded, "Here I am, Lord," you might hear the echo of the fullness of God, who is, "I am who I am." I believe that God's presence is constantly behind all the sins, decisions, and experiences of our lives. However, the decision to pursue a spiritual path doesn't only have religious basis. It is, in my opinion, most certainly a moral gesture, because vocation is axiological. It is an attempt to live by the right and true values. It's analogous to Joseph Conrad's faithfulness to lost values. Faithfulness to lost values. Values such as responsibility and honesty, dignity and honor, truth and purity of heart. These are the values which have been often lost in today's modern world. After all, the art of living is to live well and to remain faithful. Faithful until the end. In the context of such values, God spoke to me in different ways and at different times. 12 years ago, I entered college to study civil law in Poland. This was a time for fulfilling my dreams. I was full of enthusiasm and optimism. But this was also a time when I witnessed the moral relativism and axiological emptiness in my friend's lifestyle. Times having observed their actions, I recalled my mother's words, which she often repeated in the past. "Martin, life is like art, and art requires sacrifice and faithfulness. Faithfulness until the end." And then I realized that Joseph Conrad's theme is echoed in her words. Despite my youth, I was only 20 years old at that time, I discovered that God doesn't impose limits. Rather, He gives grace. He truly reveals new horizons and shows us another perspective. Therefore, I believe that God's presence is constantly behind all the sins, decisions and experiences of our lives. And today, as I stand at the threshold of new reality and new experiences, I try to remember that God guarantees His faithfulness and concern not only in our moments of enthusiasm and optimism, but also in our moments of fatigue and pessimism. However, from a human perspective, I'm afraid of my priesthood. In the face of my priesthood, I turn to dust. And in front of my priesthood, I fall on my knees. And this is why I ask you to pray for me.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.